Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Inside Out 2? When you turn 13, you get a bunch of new emotions, and then at a certain point, they go.
Yeah.
Well, that...
I was gonna bring that up maybe a bit later, so we don't derail the whole episode, but yeah!
Well, too late for that.
It's crazy that, yeah, the mom just has the basic emotion. So I guess when you, what, you have a kid, or...
Anxiety, old, depression...
I feel with you.
Anxiety? It was anxiety, embarrassment...
Envy.
Mm-hmm. Envy. Was that it?
Anxiety, ennui, embarrassment, jealousy or envy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then on another one.
Well, there's four OGs, right?
Yeah.
Joy, sadness,
anger.
Yeah.
Disgust. There's five.
Was disgust an OG?
Yeah, boy.
What the fuck? Disgust doing in the first movie? I don't remember.
Sad was the new one.
No, sad is old.
Because happy and sad become nostalgia in the end of the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's the fifth new guy?
I'm looking it up on my...
I'm going Little Machine mode straight away.
Everything's sweet, and then they're like...
Sad just presses a button every now and then. Because it's like, oh, I fell off the swing, sad.
Sad. Yeah.
Like, an anger's there.
Yeah, that's true.
Or does Inside Out start and there's only joy?
No, there's joy, sadness, fear, anger, disgust in the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
I was very confused at first because I went to the voice cast and there was Richard Kinder's Bing Bong. emotion is Bing Bong?
Bing Bong's the imaginary friend that gets left for fucking dead in that
ditch. I remember
ditch.
That now. So we have anxiety, envy, ennui, and embarrassment. There's only four new ones.
Whoa.
Unless I'm missing one, but no,
there might be secret ones.
Yeah, there's secret emotions coming.
Horn.
Horn. Yeah. H, not P.
Yeah.
Although you can be horn for porn.
Well, horn is just like, I guess, you know, a little bit of combination of ennui, embarrassment, and envy.
Ennui?
Yeah.
Well, you're so sad. You're so...
At the end.
Bored, you're horny.
You're just like, I'm horny. That's dumb. Joy.
Joy and disgust.
Yeah.
Joy, disgust, a little bit of fear.
Absolutely.
Embarrassment?
Embarrassing when you're a teenager. I've always.
No.
Having your balls out is embarrassing.
Yeah. Feeling the wind on your balls is all right.
I think if you got to a point where you weren't embarrassed having your balls out, that's like a line.
You've crossed the hill?
Yeah, you've crossed the hill.
you're over the hill, you've crossed the line. Nope, you've crossed the hill.
You've crossed the hill if your balls are out.
Where I live, our beautiful backyard, we used to have no neighbors that were two-story.
Oh.
So sometimes on a nice little warm day, a bit breezy.
Air out those balls.
Yeah, you want to air some things out, you could have.
That's nice. That's so sad.
I'm a two-story neighbor. My bedroom is on the second story, and I accidentally showed a nan my balls.
Once.
But she didn't look away.
Did she give you a thumbs up?
No, but she didn't break eye contact for a bit until I shut the curtains and was like, what the fuck
You probably made that nan's day, dude.
Yeah, Maybe.
Yeah. When we were growing up, our neighbor, and then on one side of us, he used to, so we both had two-story houses.
Yeah.
And he's like, they had a two-story house with like a veranda, but he loved to be like just in the buff sunbathe or whatever.
Yeah.
Didn't care that anyone
you could see his
see
balls
him.
And stuff.
And then to add a little bit of more drama to the whole neighborhood, he ended up running away with our other neighbor behind us's wife.
Whoa! Was she an always nude neighbor as well?
No,
maybe they bonded over your tits are out, my balls are out.
Yeah. It's a match made in heaven.
Let's have an affair.
He left his wife. She left his husband.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
A little drama out in the eastern suburbs.
Oh my god. Well, I get you seeing him out there every day, sunning his balls.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn.
Thinking, what if those balls were mine?
You're allowed to be naked in your own house, and if someone peeves, that's on them.
If a Tom peeps?
Yeah. That's on God.
I don't like being naked in my own home.
Why? Where do you like being naked? You live in the shower. What are you talking about?
I like being naked in the places it's appropriate to be naked, but I'm not a walk around naked kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah. Where is it appropriate to be naked apart from the shower for you?
The shower when you're making love.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you were like, you know, penis through hole of boxer guy. You kind of give off that energy. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think that's an insult.
Well.
Okay then.
Penis through hole of boxer guy. There's a certain power to that, I think. Yeah.
Balls definitely not out.
Yeah. Only wiener out. Like you make it, like a kind of a glory hole that you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do give off the vibe, right?
Well, no.
Yeah, but you also give a t-shirt on whilst making love vibe.
You do.
That's an awesome vibe.
You do.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's an insult. I take that with grace. So in the new Inside Out movie, Riley...
Puberty's here.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's come knocking, which was set up at the end of Inside Out 1.
Mm-hmm.
Slam the puberty button or whatever, and puberty arrives. That's how it ends. All the emotions are standing around the console in Riley's brain. There's a new light that starts flashing. This is puberty, and I think they all press it.
Yeah.
What?
You say puberty comes like it's a guy.
No,
puberty's not a guy.
Puberty arrives on the human body.
I'm with you. I thought I missed the train.
No, you're on board.
I know the door's still open. I'm jumped on.
Yeah,
okay, I'm there.
Then because puberty's here.
Yeah.
Riley now is is subject to four brand new emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the movie will be about... And then also we see in the trailer, those four new emotions basically take control.
Well, they bottle up
the rest of the emotions.
Well, because you're a teen. You can't show anger or joy too much.
Exactly.
Sadness.
You got to bottle them up.
You're like 14 or 15, and then one kid, he's a burst of anger or has a bit of a tampy. You're like...
Disgust, too. Like, you'd think disgust would be a big part of it, but no, you got to get rid of disgust when you're a teenager, I think.
You got to be cool.
Yeah, and also just cool. Like... I don't know, stuff that later in life you'll be like, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess the ideal teenager puberty experience is just ennui 24/7.
Yeah.
Just like, that's whatever.
Depression. Only ennui.
Okay. All right.
But it's fun to just pick one.
What about positive ennui? Like, hey, this is all chill.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
enough.
I think, well, you need a combination of, joy and ennui.
Joyous ennui. I'm so happy I care for nothing.
Nothing matters. Pretty sick, eh?
I want disgust and anger only. Yuck! This is so horrible! Yuck, don't show it to me!
Puberty is really funny, though.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Oh, you grow up for a bit, and then your body goes wrong.
I know.
Your brain
is
flooded
so
with the wrong emotions.
Yeah, brain's absolutely. Like, I think I know everything.
You instantly become a genius and willing to fuck anything.
Yeah!
That's puberty.
Yeah. Get haired up.
Get haired up. Oh, yeah. Hair in strange places. Oh,
acne.
Acne? Figuring out your body?
Yeah.
What's this do?
What's that do?
If I just tug on my nuts, is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Wait.
It's not.
Wait a second. What if I did it slightly less?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I don't... Not hate it.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. It's not terrible to tug on your nuts.
A gentle tug? You're like, oh, yeah, that's...
Okay.
It's mixed to positive.
Yeah. It's funny to imagine never figuring out masturbating, but figuring out tugging your nuts feels kind of good.
That's pretty good.
Assuming that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Teacher, when I tug my nuts...
And sometimes it takes me like 45 to 60 minutes to come.
Fuck.
Man, sorry, kid.
Just remembering all those beautiful, beautiful times in like high school. Because again, you know, you are hitting those like in a QB. Don't know what's going on.
No,
especially in like a westernized, say, very Catholic education. A lot of repression in terms of any kind of our sex ed was just. Someone showing us a video of a live birth.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Nice.
What a time.
Was it a bath birth?
No.
That would have been bath cool. One. No, bath it makes birth. It worse.
Yeah.
Bath birth.
That's really fun
water
to
birth.
Say.
Water birth. That's actually what it's called.
Yeah.
Bath birth.
Bath birth.
Bath
We never
birth.
Got shown how to use condoms, which is funny.
Oh, God, no.
They always said they were going to show that to us. They were like, because the first half of our sex ed year, they were like, you aren't mature enough for this. You're going to giggle at all the sex ed stuff.
Yeah.
So instead we're going to talk about like drinking alcohol, doing drugs, that kind of thing. We're going to get it safe for you or whatever. They had a bouncer come in to tell us about
the times they punched someone in the back of the head and then died.
Yeah, except I think she called herself a door bitch. She was like, I'm a door bitch.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. And then she was
I'm 14 and don't really know what that is.
What's going on?
Also, if you're teaching drug use, teach sex.
Yeah, well, they did at the end of the year.
We did a bit of both, I guess, but not well.
We got a condom, and I remember that it was like they had like a wooden penis.
Yeah, that's
what they rolled the condom on.
See, we had condom and a banana, but because we were too immature, some of the people started giggling, and then our science teacher got mad, and so then we never learned how to put on condom.
Yeah.
Same thing happened when we were dissecting a sheep's eye.
Yeah.
Some kids started throwing it around, and then none of us could dissect a sheep.
Dude, if you were ever faced with a sheep's eye and you need to figure out what's going on in there, you are ill-prepared.
Yeah. What the fuck is a retina?
Lens? What do you mean?
Cones? To see the cones?
Did somebody eat that banana at the end?
No.
Why not? It's not tainted.
It's a bit tainted.
You put the condom on the skin.
On the skin. You're not eating the skin.
Yeah, but is the banana, is that one banana being passed around the whole class? Or does everyone get a banana?
You think if the banana's passed around the whole class, there's something wrong with it?
Yeah.
What?
Kids have touched it.
Yeah,
they've touched the condom on the. It's the skin!
No, but it's like. It's probably.
It's warmed up by like kid touch? No, thank you.
If
it's mushy, fair enough.
Yeah! I'm not saying that it's tainted as in like it's germy.
Yeah. The kids are squeezing it or whatever.
Yeah, but you don't want to eat food that. It doesn't matter what the food is. If I had been like, here's an apple.
Mm-hmm.
28 kids have touched it.
Well, that's gross. But I'm going to eat the apple skin.
Okay.
Yeah, an orange, 28 kids. What about this? A watermelon, uncut, you pass around to 28 kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what scenario this
Everyone touch the melon? Make a cool
I'm
beat.
Proving a point.
This is what breasts feel like.
Oh, yeah.
One watermelon.
All the people with breasts in the class being like, I don't think so.
Oh, no, I need to go to the doctor. Mine are soft. I'm sick.
I don't have watermelon tits. Mine are soft. Doctor, what's wrong with me?
Mine are soft and not green.
And then you got that watermelon back. You could eat the watermelon.
But I don't want to.
Yeah. You get somebody pissed on a watermelon.
No!
You could eat the watermelon.
I don't want to. Watermelon been touched around handle, whatever like that. Pissed on, probably not. You know what? I think I would say I don't want to touch or eat anything anyone is pissed on.
Of course.
I have a controversial opinion.
Of course.
But it's not the option.
It's not bad inside.
Okay, Jackson, you're really hungry.
Okay.
You go into a toilet.
Okay.
And there's a watermelon in the toilet.
Yeah.
Uncut.
Yeah.
Uncut. The water looks clean.
Yeah. Is it in the toilet bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Safe to eat? Yeah. Using your look.
Okay. So, okay, here's another one.
Watermelon, assuming it's unpenetrated, is safe to eat.
Have you ever eaten anything, say, out of a bin?
No.
Like a chocolate?
No.
Ah, me neither. Jackson, can I ask you the same question?
I don't think so.
I reckon you've eaten cake out of a bin.
Do you know something I've eaten out of a bin?
You definitely have eaten chocolate out of a bin before. I think you've told it on another show of ours called Shut Up a Second.
I ate chocolate I found at a bus stop once. Is that what you're referring to?
He's changing this.
Yeah.
He's definitely eating like a Twix out of a bin.
I reckon I've seen you
George Costanza style, yeah.
Yeah.
You trying to remember times you've seen me eat something out of a bin?
I have a memory of you and friend of the show Zoe.
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like that a cake got thrown out accidentally.
And what we like raccoons over the
bin. I feel like that you decided there was like two slices that were still good.
Yeah, that could be, any of the friends of the show, that could be Jackson, that could be Zoe, that could be Cass.
Yeah.
Not Adam.
No, not Adam. But me and Zoe could eat cake out of a bin.
Hayden would encourage it and then make fun of the people that did it.
Yeah, I would be there too.
Yeah, dude, eat it out of the bin.
Do you want some bin cake?
Don't eat out of the bin. Why are you eating out of the bin? Shouldn't do it.
I respect myself a bit.
They're eating out of the bin.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Anyway,
cool
I'd stuff. Eat the anyway. Toilet watermelon, but that's fine.
Well, how about, okay, I remember watching a program when you're very, talking about like, you know, disgust.
Sure.
And so I was like, interesting. So here is a, like a toilet brush,
mm-hmm.
a brand new toilet brush that I have like bought from the store. It's still in its packaging. I'm going to unwrap it. And he unwraps it. Then he's got a jug of water.
Yeah.
He puts it in the jug of water, spins it around, whatever, and then pours a glass. And is like, would you drink out of it?
Yeah.
Would you drink that glass?
I probably wouldn't. That sounds gross.
Why?
No, I know it's not. But it sounds grosser than the toilet watermelon.
But the toilet brush cleans the toilet.
Yeah, but inside the watermelon's still good. It's protected.
By what?
By the thin layer of rind.
A brand
thick layer of rind.
So a brand new toilet brush.
Yeah.
Swirling around in water. Look, I wouldn't eat either.
It's purely psychological, the toilet brush.
I wouldn't
brush.
Drink anything where it's like a random thing. It's like if I...
Yeah.
It's like if I had a glass of water and someone just put like a broom handle in it.
Yeah, we were talking like, we're talking, this is a, so like a pristine, like a sterilized,
doesn't matter.
Fresh out of the
It'll taste
packaging.
Like toilet brush.
Look, I'm with you. I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to drink it. I think it's also,
but I would human drink, brain. I would drink that water that was pierced that got turned into water.
Yeah.
You know?
Desalination, but instead of salt,
for piss.
Yeah. Suck the piss out of some water. I'll drink that water.
Yeah.
I won't drink water that
a toilet brush
a is foot's
going.
Been in or whatever.
Somebody stood on your water. You're not drinking it.
No.
Who cares?
Would have been filtered. What if I got foot water? Right.
Yeah.
Put into a Brita.
You know what? If you put the toilet brush in a glass of water, then pour that water into a water filter and then turn it on, I would drink that water.
Yeah.
As long as it gets rid of the taste of the toilet brush.
Yeah, okay.
What if it's there like a split second? He's not really, you're going to get with it, like, you're going to get a smack of toilet brush.
I reckon you would get a smack of toilet brush.
I don't know.
Remember the toilet brush touched the water? It's going to taste like
it's got like
brush.
A new toilet brush.
Yeah, it's got that famous new toilet brush taste. Yeah. And I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's interesting to see, you know, where we lie.
We're a disgusting troll man who will eat toilet melon.
We won't. Fair enough.
Also, I don't think a watermelon would be entirely waterproof, like you're claiming.
Yeah. Surely it is.
It would be porous, wouldn't it?
It's somewhat porous.
Not the rind.
Not like heaps porous.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Let me look it up.
What are you going to look up?
How porous is watermelon rind?
Watermelon float, does that mean anything?
Actually, it probably does mean something. If a watermelon floats, then yeah, water isn't getting in.
Mm.
Watermelon rind is not generally porous to something like dirty river water. The surface is smooth, but it can hold bacteria. Uh-huh. That's spores that allow ethylene produced during the ripening process to escape.
Okay.
So
like you could won't get the taste of the piss, but you'll get the bacteria of the piss.
So you could wash a melon in dirty river water and be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you don't eat the rind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I was going to wash it.
So, but if you're cutting it like melon,
down
to the rind,
straight into the flesh of the fruit. Yeah, well, that's less divot, than ideal.
It's like all that piss that's like the water tension on the top of that melon. The tension is now broken,
and it creeps into the crevice, seeping into the melon.
Yeah. Enjoy your piss, melon.
You know, some people
make
like a vodka watermelon or whatever. I'm just doing that with piss, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't eat that.
Nah, fair enough.
So
anyway, puberty. What a time.
Yeah.
So I guess, look, the trailer we get in the movie, the trailer we get of the movie, in fact, if they show it in the movie, I will be surprised.
We'll get new trailers in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Before the movie.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that counts as in. Anyway, Riley's turned 13, started presumably, what the fuck, what's the post-elementary school in
America? What do they call it? Junior high? I think it's...
Middle is... Isn't a junior middle high?
No, isn't it like... Oh, something stupid.
Or is it middle junior?
Also, they don't. Their school years don't start in like January.
No, it's a mess. It's something like junior, because senior is not what you think.
Because there's high school, then there's a senior in high school, which is the second year of high school.
Yes, yeah.
Every
yeah.
year has pretty much a different name.
Yeah.
We go prep. That's the fucked up one.
Yeah.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Then you fuck off.
You're out. off into the wall.
School years start at the start of the year and end at the end of the year.
I don't
year.
Know what you're doing over there.
America's like, oh, yeah, I'm on.
It's the Northern Hemisphere's fuck, because the UK's the same.
Yeah, that thing oh,
I start fucking.
In the middle of something? It's all to do with
I
summer
start
holidays, right?
Fucking junior art. I'm British, but I'm going to America.
No, you're the original Americans.
Yeah.
I'm fucking so. I'm really excited to start junior high on the fucking 27th of July or some shit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah.
Who cares if you start in winter? Just start in winter. It's not old times anymore. Sending a kid to school in winter's not going to kill them.
Yeah, I think it's more to do with
tradition,
enjoying the summer holidays, right?
Then put the big break in the middle. That's still fine.
You know, but then you forget a little bit. I think it's more about, like, you don't want to split up your curriculum that much because, you know, look, the child brain, he's full of holes.
It's rotten.
They're not good retaining memory.
Yeah.
So you kind of want to be like, hey, have your enjoyment there or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they try to.
Summer goes for 3 months.
Yeah. That's why you
have
like,
fucking
summer,
2 weeks. Who cares? They'll still enjoy summer.
Then you're in schools when it's hot as hell.
Oh, yeah. A hot 26 degrees
yeah,
in the
yeah,
UK.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, in the UK, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that, oh, yeah, they're not built
oh,
for that.
Oh, I forgot.
That's
they're
true. They'll melt,
to
dude.
Withstand the blitz, but yeah. not have
exactly.
air.
Exactly. They're bad.
Grow up, UK.
yeah. Yeah. Doesn't make sense. January 1st?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the new year.
I'm beginning.
New year, new school. I get it.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, it's coming up to the end of the year? School's probably wrapping.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Makes sense to me. It's good for my brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Absurd shit, dude. Absurd.
If Christmas
shit.
Can be in winter, fucking long school holidays can be in winter.
Yeah. yeah. People will deal with it.
People should deal with it. Or is it to do with summer months and it's like, well, that's when we need the kids home on the farm to help do shit.
Is it once again to
is
benefit
once again,
farmers?
Once again to so much. But why summer- is so much of our like... cultural society to benefit farms.
I guess they're where
the
we get our meat
we've
and
got
wool.
Yeah, the
daylight savings.
I know in America it's the voting on a Tuesday or whatever. Like
it's
that's to help the farmers with some bullshit.
Farmers grow up.
Yeah.
Milk your cow on a Monday and Tuesday or whatever. I don't know what you do. Hey.
Milk
I
know
I'm a city boy.
Milk your cow on a Monday or what do you think the problem is?
Well, fucking apparently... The voting's on a Tuesday because it helps farmers?
Something like that.
So like,
I don't think you're meant to milk a cow too many days in a row.
yeah.
I think you're going to stop getting milk at a certain
point. Or are they
going to
milk the cow on a Monday so it's ready by the weekend for cheese or whatever?
We would have lost 5 seconds on a farm, dude. Dusha, why'd you milk the cow? I was ready for cheese on the weekend.
Well, yeah,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how to run a farm, Jackson.
I am a city boy. Look at these hands. They have never worked another day in their life. Come on.
I get it, dude. I don't know when the chickens are going to lay eggs and when they do what to do with that.
Okay. Leave them for a day, but then collect them the next day?
Why do you leave them for a day? To sit?
It was to prevent it falling. Oh, what? Hey, what? Prevent a falling on November 1st because this day was considered unfavorable because some Christians observed it as All Saints Day? Is it a Christian thing? It's even worse.
At least farmers do some good.
yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Did we like It Set Out 1? We liked that movie. It was good.
I don't really think about it very often.
No, nor I.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think it was all right.
Near as much for me as other Pixar films.
Yeah
fair
like, enough. If I, even like more modern ones, and this could be a controversial take, but I don't care.
Yeah.
And you can't talk back to me, so it's fine.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you put like Inside Out and like Soul in front of me, I'm going Soul.
Yeah, Soul was great. I really
like
Soul.
Coco better than Inside Out. Mm. Wall-E better than Inside
Wall-E
Out.
Wall-E rocks. What a great movie.
Yeah. I think Inside Out is probably in my bottom few.
Yeah.
That's only because, well, out of the ones I've seen.
Yeah,
I haven't
seen
Luca and I haven't seen...
I really like Luca.
I really liked Turning
Luca.
Red.
Yeah, Turning Red was good.
Luca to me was really, like, oh, that's a beautiful film, but didn't get watched that much. People didn't
quite like it.
Yeah.
Lightyear is the worst Pixar.
Yeah, by far. Oh. It's awesome how bad that movie is. And I wish I could remember where I read this, but there is something, like an interview where the director or whatever, or the writer is like, yeah, we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That was,
it was
bad.
Stupid.
It would
have
really
made more sense to fucking make a Woody's Roundup movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or like
then
make
at least that's got charm and won't be
weird in sci-fi for a child.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's crazy not to just make with the Lightyear movie, like a we had Lightyear of Star Command or whatever.
Buzz Lightyear Star Command.
Yeah, like a kid's Buzz Lightyear TV show. Just do that instead of whatever the hell we got. No,
what if Zurg is Buzz from the future?
Well, you see, the robots can't say Buzz, but they can say Zurg?
Yeah. Well, you see, because we have to be, we got to do it, it's nostalgia. So yeah. The people who love Buzz are now adults with their own kids. We got to make it appeal to them.
Mm. Yes.
But we also have to be like, this is the film that Andy saw back in the 90s.
Yes.
And we're going to ignore that.
Yeah.
Should have just made a different movie and called it like John Rocket or something and then just had a spaceman having a good time and everyone would have been like, this is good.
Yeah.
Don't make it depressing,
oh,
just
you
make
mean
it good.
Instead the Lightyear of, movie should yeah. have just been a regular yeah. space movie.
Should have been yeah. John,
space, John Rocket.
John Rocket.
John Rocket. You can have some of this stuff
and then,
from
yeah,
it.
Buzz is in like a background character.
Don't even put Buzz in it. It's not yeah, a Lightyear
okay,
movie.
Okay.
I would say, yeah, you don't need to.
It doesn't matter because Lightyear, as we've shown, brand recognition meant jack shit. It made $200 million, which would have made people quit their jobs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
That would have been like, this is what a $1 billion movie and it's going to win awards because it's touching and thought-provoking for a kid's movie. And then it came out and everyone's like, this has... Look, the choice
made
between
me sad.
Seeing this again and... Pissing in my pants.
Yeah, you're picking pissing
I'm
in pants.
I'm probably taking pissing in my pants. At least that's like
warm for a bit.
A unique feeling.
Yeah, and then you can say you've done it.
Yeah. I pissed my pants on purpose today. Yeah. Whoa, how was it?
Because somebody gave me the choice between this and watching Lightyear.
And I chose this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
you got to pay money for Lightyear. You can piss your pants for free.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's wise.
That's a good point.
Inside Out, I guess, will always have the novelty of its premise to keep you entertained throughout the movie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That sounds like an insane thing
Bing
to say.
They've got Bing Bong the elephant as like a big sad scene. That's,
yeah, for sure. But I mean, for the new movie, the very premise of the movie is entertaining in and of itself, kind of.
Like we all got these little emotions in our brains. Also, the brain is kind of like you can go to different places, always being updated.
It's satisfying to see Riley do something anxious in real life and then see in her head
the anxiety being...
Whereas with Lightyear, the thing you're watching in and of itself is not necessarily entertaining.
I'm
you know
Buzz
what I mean?
Lightyear of Star Command.
I'm in space.
And I went to space too many times. Now all my friends and family are dead. And I've become Zurg.
Yeah.
I'm 12 and this is my favorite film, apparently.
Andy was
Maybe
a freak,
Andy
dude.
Is experiencing a little bit too much ennui.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah.
And to answer your questions about the American schooling system.
Oh.
So we have elementary school, and that's kindergarten through fifth grade, so ages 5 to 10. Then it's middle school, and that's grades 6 to 8.
Okay.
That's ages 11 to 13. And then high school is grades 9 to 12, 14, ages 14 to 18.
Okay. So Riley's studying middle school.
Yes.
One thing that I think is cool is that they've given her pimples. I think that's
embraces.
They've made an effort to make her look like a teenager.
Yeah,
which is good because I think that a lot of other movies, you know, might not. Or a lot of other production companies, whatever, might not have gone that extra mile to make her look awkward and gangly.
Yeah,
which is what you want for a movie all about how puberty is fucking crazy.
And all of the people she's trying to impress in the movie are 1 year older, making them 14.
Yeah.
She's like, these are the coolest motherfuckers I've ever doobie lay in my eyes on.
Yeah, dude. She sees that one girl with the shock of red hair, and she's like, these people are cool. Now, I don't really go on the internet these days because it's an awful place.
It's really bad.
But I looked at that and I was like, I wonder if they're going to do I have some really confusing feelings about this. How do I feel? Do you reckon they're going to go down that route? And has there already been, like, once again, Disney has gone too woke?
No, because
neither Riley nor that person are a black cop, which is the only time they seem to put any type of queer characters in Pixar films.
Okay. That was so funny. That's so funny.
It keeps happening.
Yeah. I know it was in Onward. They were like, here it is, first queer character.
Oh, yeah.
Black cop. And then, what was the other one?
I feel like there's one in
Star Command.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I think there's also one in Star Wars.
That's so funny.
Huh.
I haven't seen any theories about Inside Out 2. To be fair, though, I'm not on the Pixar boards very often.
Yeah.
Don't visit r/Pixar.
Would never.
I've seen some people talk about it.
B/Pixar.
I've seen some people saying on Twitter, I've seen people being like, I've seen both. I've seen people, nobody saying like, oh no, Disney's gone woke or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I've seen that people. Everywhere, but not in relation to this. But what I've seen is people being like, oh my God, do you reckon Riley's going to have like a queer romance with this character? Mm. And then people being like, it's Disney.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No. Duh.
It's kind of like that. What's that great?
Think, cunt.
What's that great tweet where they're like, getting queer baited by a Marvel movie is like losing a game of chess to a dog. I think that's so funny.
Yeah. They'll do exactly the same thing that Turning Red does, where, Riley's going to be trying to fit in with this person, and then there'll be a very average-looking teenage boy, and then, like, the movie will be like, whoa!
Yeah, oh my God.
And Riley will be like,
yeah. And even there'll probably maybe be a callback to that scene, I think that's in Inside Out 1, where there's like a factory making a cute boy in her brain.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't remember what that was meant to represent. I get that it was meant to represent like.
Oh, wait, is there a boy in the first one?
No, I don't think so.
What is
sad about
No, there is, there is, there is. Because there's a scene. Maybe it's like a post-credit scene or something like that where her dad and
a boy...
Well,
that's why they hit the fucking puberty button.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
She sees a boy.
Yeah. So there'll probably be a boy.
There'll be a boy.
There'll be a boy. And maybe
about a boy.
About
It'll
a
be the same boy from About a Boy.
Nicholas Holt?
Yeah, Nicholas Holt's back.
From About a Boy. I haven't thought about a boy in a million...
Hugh Grant sings, oh no, Killing Them Softly.
Is that the premise of that movie? Hugh Grant meets a strange child.
Yeah.
They befriend each other.
Yeah, Hugh Grant is, he lives off the royalties of a Christmas song.
That's right!
Yeah.
We gotta be and talking gets... about a...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Boy, and he gets shitty because it's like, oh yeah, it was like November, it's like November 17th.
Yeah.
Peace. That's like the, was, last year it was like November 19th. Now it's November 17th. When I heard Christmas carols, I'm like, motherfucker, you would be so mad in the year of our Lord 2024.
Yeah.
Where we're going to get Christmas carols in, let's say August.
Well, the way that our supermarkets in Australia, and I'm assuming globally, work is on November 1st, Halloween out, Christmas in.
Absolutely.
And then on Boxing Day, so December 26th, Christmas out, Easter in.
Oh,
which
is
awesome because hot cross buns rock. But just make them available all the time.
Yeah.
Let me fucking eat hot cross buns. Yeah. I'm going to fucking buy so many hot cross buns after this.
I know this is fucked up to say, but I really don't like hot cross buns.
Yeah, it's because you're fucked in the head, and that's okay.
I really don't.
Have you seen about how, what flavor now? Because now they've got all kinds of manner flavors.
I don't like that.
Well, there was a Vegemite one recently I saw.
Well, maybe I like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably like that one because you're like, oh, it's like salty.
I don't like the raisins.
Yeah,
what about the chocolate one?
It's chocolate ones. Like cinnamon?
Yeah.
It's like an apple pie one.
I feel like this. I could just eat an apple pie.
Caramel.
What about the hot cross bun is good?
It's sweet bread.
Get a frickin' brioche.
That's too buttery.
Yeah, well, you know,
to each their own.
I'm very hot cross bun neutral.
Yeah.
So I don't really mind.
No, I'm not into them.
They're good. They come in a six pack.
Yeah.
You just tear two off at a time. Mom.
Yeah.
See?
I just like gluttony.
Yeah. Two is not gluttony. Six would be gluttony.
Yeah, that's.
I've done that before. Four is gluttony. Yeah. Six is gluttony. No, it's extra.
Yeah. It's awesome either way.
Actually, I've never eaten six hot cross buns in one sitting, but I've definitely eaten six hot cross buns in a day.
But I get that because you get the bag of hot cross buns there.
It's like, oh, I'm still hungry.
I'll have another one.
Well, I might as well eat the rest.
That's like you open a packet of Tim Tams.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're going to put the Tim Tams.
I'll just have two.
What maniac in this world is like, and I'll just put the Tim Tams back, and I'll have them later on. No.
I'm going to eat this whole fucking packet, and then I'm going to feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do a bit of a Tim Tam slam because I'm feeling naughty. Yeah. That was delicious. I'm going to do a second one. That was delicious. Absolutely. I'm going to do a third one. Oh, I feel real bad.
You have two Tim Tams regular. Then you get a cup of tea, or coffee, yeah. Tim Tam slam. You finish
that's
your coffee.
That's another two.
You're like, maybe that was fun to do a Tim Tam slam with the coffee. I'll get another coffee.
Yeah.
Tim Tam slam, Tim Tam slam.
Six Tim Tams down the toilet. And then you're like, I've only got five left in the bucket. Might as well eat them.
Yeah, you eat one, you eat two. You're like, I have to finish them.
Yeah.
Out. I'm not putting two Tim Tams
back. I'm feeling a bit heavy, so I'm going to lie on the couch and maybe watch a movie. Well, I'm having watching
Tim Tams don't make you feel heavy.
Tim Tams, I mean, you eat enough of them. Yeah.
I reckon I could eat a whole packet and feel fine.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't. But
I have like maybe two to three. I like especially with Tim Tam slam. Oh, I'm feeling sluggish.
No, see, like sweets don't slow me down. Carbs slow me down.
Yeah, that's fair.
I eat a spaghetti. I ain't fucking moving.
Huh.
Spaghetti is poison for Joel Dusha.
Whereas I feel spaghetti kind of fuels me.
No. I go spaghetti.
I would go for a run off.
Yeah, fair enough.
After the slowed down, feel like I've been shot by a tranquilizer.
yeah.
Then, yeah, I come out
maybe
the other
Saturday
side.
Maybe Saturday. Yeah, true. Yeah. Interesting.
Eating a whole packet of Tim Tams would be the opposite because it's a sugar rush.
Well, fair.
It's just like I have heaps of energy now, and then it slowly slows down and then falls off a cliff. But usually in that slow down part, I'll just do something else.
Back up.
Have a coffee.
Nice.
I'm not above having a coffee at like 6 p.m. Yeah. Whatever. Oh,
I can't do that anymore. I used to be able to do that. I can't do that anymore. It's so sad.
Yeah. Why?
I'll be up all night.
Yeah. That's good.
No, I like to go to sleep.
Yeah, but like if you need stuff done, it's good that you've got that in your back pocket.
Well, that's true.
Like
that's
if you
true.
Need to have a late night, you know a 6 p.m. coffee.
Yeah, 6 p.m. coffee will keep me going.
Where I say I need to, for some reason, need to stay up at 4 a.m. till 4 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
I will have to be drinking something at like midnight or 1 a.m.
I don't know. So, I mean, I could have a six p.m. coffee and also have a lovely nap.
That's crazy. My dad's the same. Yeah, he can have coffee whenever and he'll keep going.
Yeah.
And this is something I've noticed. I don't know if it's just my fucked brain or whatever.
Yeah,
if
probably.
I have a decaf, even at 6 p.m., I'm up all night.
It'll trick you.
It'll trick me. I'll be lying in bed like, why can't I sleep? And then I remember that. I remember three or four hours earlier where I'm like, a coffee would be nice. I'll grow a decaf and then I'll be sleeping. No?
Huh.
I'll be awake all night.
I remember this is all psychology. You know, it's like psychological. It's midnight. Yeah.
Can you have a can of Coke and go to bed?
It's easier.
Mm.
But it still will keep me up.
Mm.
Yeah,
but it feels more fucked up to have a late night Coke for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm with you. It does.
I think it's a temperature thing, which is insane. But I think that's what it is.
Because I'm like, I want like a hot drink before bed, or like for example, like a nice cool glass of milk.
Yes. Oh, cool glass of milk.
But that's the same temperature as Coke.
Well, I don't know. Then
I'm not saying. Look, it's fucked up. If you're in a situation where you're drinking a can of Coke, then you're brushing your teeth to go to bed.
that's fucked up.
But Coke is a nighttime drink to me.
Yeah. I guess.
Coffee for the day, Coke for the night. Like having a Coke with dinner? That's normal.
Yeah, a Coke with dinner. What about a Coke at like 9 p.m.?
That's normal. You go into the movies or something, having a Coke.
What about just in the comfort of your own home?
You're having an after-dinner Coke to help all your food settle.
Okay, fair enough.
A little bit of an extra energy boost to get you through this last episode of Malcolm in the Middle you're watching before you go to bed.
Fair enough.
Don't be putting Coke on your bedside table and drinking it whilst you're in bed.
That's just a good way to ruin your
teeth. Get in bed, got a nice good book and a can of Coke.
Yeah. Whoa, that seems bad.
There's something upsetting about that.
Coffee, tea, and a book?
Yeah, beautiful.
Even a glass of milk in a book.
Great.
Coke in a book?
Can of Coke in a book.
Well, it's crazy because Coke has significantly less caffeine than a coffee.
Yeah, it makes more sense.
No, I'm going vibes.
Yeah.
It makes more sense to have a Coke by your bed.
A cocktail in a book? A great time.
Oh my God. Is it 1974?
You've got to be on a beach.
You've got to be on a beach.
I'm drinking
a cocktail in bed, though? That's funny.
Oh, in bed.
What about a cocktail in the bath?
Oh, good.
Cocktail in a bath's good.
Yeah.
See, drinking a cocktail whilst kicking back on bed, normal to me. Doing that, but just swapping it out for a bottle of beer, fucked up.
Yeah, feels crazy. Yeah. Feels sad.
Yeah.
Cocktail in a bath?
Yeah.
Great. Beer in a bath?
Smoking a cigarette on bed feels sad. Unless you've just had sex, then it feels awesome.
Yeah.
Bring back smoking inside. I don't smoke cigarettes, but like...
I agree.
Bring it back.
Me neither, but bring it back.
I think the cigarette ban it really probably did help me quit.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Definitely helped me become less of a rat bag, that's for sure. What was the point of going out? Because some people... my wife about this, because like she was like, you know, when the cigarette ban came in, because like UK did it roughly the same time as Australia.
Yeah.
So when she started going out, they'd figured it out. They figured out the smell.
Oh.
And so, like, there was no transition period.
Yeah.
A couple, you know, a little bit like, younger than me. So when she was going out, like, oh, yeah, whatever. Everyone had figured things out. Whereas when I was, like, going out,
yeah.
they'd stop the cigarette in stores.
Yeah.
We hadn't figured out that, oh, the cigarette, the beautiful smoking was yeah. covering up so much.
Oh, I see.
And so
see.
We had the horrible, horrible smell of a club at, like, you know, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. How people even when it was just, it yeah. was awful. And you're yeah. like, you know what? I'm out. I'm done. And yeah, that's how I got sober.
I think about that on airplanes. Like if you could like, if you could smell all the farts on an airplane, imagine.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you can't for some reason on an airplane. They got some technology that stops the fart smell.
They've stopped the farts, you reckon?
Look, do you remember the smell of a fart on a plane?
No, but you can smell the toilet on a plane.
You can't smell the toilet, but I'm farting all the time on the plane.
Yeah, we're all farting on the plane. That's altitude though.
Maybe
because
it is.
That's why they we put more salt yeah. in a lot of the food.
We can't, so it's all dulled, so we can't smell the farts.
Yeah.
How bad must the toilet smell that well, you can yeah. still smell
it? It's because you're eating a real salty meal and having like shitty coffees because yeah. you've got nothing else to do, and then you're taking the worst shit of your life.
And everyone on the plane is doing exactly the same yeah. thing. Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
It's a rotation between shit, jack off, shit, shit. That's yeah. every fourth person you see go into a plane toilet, they're jacking it off. Yeah. They're jacking off the dick
they're
and nuts.
Bored as hell.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, at least an orgasm will let me feel some amount of joy.
Yeah.
Being on a plane is not, it's just extreme ennui for me.
Yeah, oh yeah. I get like, it.
It's annoying when I get on a plane and can't get in the zone with a movie.
Mm.
Oh, if I'm aware of the time when a movie, I might as well just be looking at a black screen. I'm not taking it in. I'm just paying attention. Like, okay, this scene's ended, so like 2 minutes have passed.
I think on a plane, there's sort of.
Video game safer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think in a plane, there's like, it feels like it would only take one bad thing to happen before everybody devolved into chaos. That's what a plane
it's
feels
because
like.
With a plane, there's only like two bad things that could happen, and both of them.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Pretty bad.
But I just feel like we all go down to a baser level when you're on a plane.
Yeah.
Nothing's real.
I think
you're trapped in there.
You're trapped. I think it's all down to comfort.
Yeah.
And I understand that they, you know, that it's all about capitalism and they made the seats more bullshit so they could sell more tickets. But if we just had a little bit of extra room.
Yeah, yo, absolutely.
Imagine it was a recliner he was sitting on. Like, oh, like a proper recliner.
Yeah,
like,
you'd be laughing.
Mate, it goes fully.
Mate.
It's business class,
yeah.
I know.
No, as I say, I think I've probably told the story, but I'll tell it again. Like, the one and only time that we flew business class was coming back from Singapore to Australia, and it was just after COVID, so it was fucking cheap as shit.
Damn, yeah, dude.
I got a taste of it.
It's so bad.
You go, that's you so go, dangerous. You go all the way back. I'm not kidding. It's like the difference between business and economy.
Yeah.
There is no, like, it's I don't know what, I don't know what you can comparing it to.
Fuck, man.
It's like comparing your best day ever with, I don't know, being tortured in a sleep deprivation tank. I don't know. It's like, it's comparing, like, it's they're just worlds apart.
Fuck.
It's comparing a beautiful summer's day in, like, I don't know, Australia where the sun's hitting just right and, I don't know, being on Jupiter. Like, it is completely different.
Fuck. I feel like what we all need to do is we all need to have, like, the pet travel experience where we get put in a cage.
Oh, yeah, then you're like, that's terrible.
Then when you go to economy, you're like, oh, my God.
But, yeah, it sounds quieter.
Dude,
I know this
that's
is insane to say,
no,
but
you're,
it's genuinely quiet. Like, you know, in a con, we got noise-canceling headphones. You need noise-canceling headphones. You're going to fucking travel noise-canceling headphones just for your sake of sanity.
Yeah.
You didn't need
them. I like the noise.
In the business, they give you noise canceling headphones so you can just wear them if you want to.
Fucked up, dude.
But you don't need them.
Fucked up.
You
stuff.
Just didn't even need them.
Yeah, man.
The food was nice. They gave you real cutlery.
Have you traveled?
Warm bread.
Have you traveled economy since?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Yeah, it's the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. It's fucking disgusting. It sucks, man.
You're back there with the animals.
Yeah.
I never want to fly business class.
Never, never.
That exact
me neither.
Situation.
It's ruined me.
No, I don't want
just
that to happen to me.
Just fucking crammed up there with my little Nintendo Switch, playing fucking Donkey Kong Country.
Slowly going insane.
Getting bad at the, getting somehow worse at the game.
Yeah. Stomach feeling, all the black coffees you've had.
Yeah.
Stomach gurgling.
Exactly. Business class is like, hey, the day before, here's a menu. A chef will make your meal.
Up,
and they have so many options. Business class, like in the economy, it's kind of like, hey, here's your slop. Hey, sorry, but I was vegetarian and you've given me a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have any?
Oh, too bad.
I'll give you an apple.
Awesome.
Thanks. That was one of my experiences going from,
I always remember getting
hamburgers are awesome, though, so I'm team the guy that gave you the hamburger. Brother, there's no animal rights in space. Planet in space.
No, yeah. It's a different law. Thank you.
Yeah. I won't tell the people of Earth that you broke your vegetarian edge for this delicious hamburger in space.
There's no laws in space.
That's true. Name one law.
No, in you're space. Right. An astronaut could kill another astronaut. No court.
We wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Probably happens. Probably six guys went to the moon instead of three. How many guys went to the moon?
Three.
So with the ISS, they're still around. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know what's
international space. Space station. Yeah, that's still kicking.
So surely there's like the laws of where, you know, like there'd be laws on
this
that.
This man's
right?
law.
Right. Yeah. So whatever law on like
the Ten Commandments still apply.
Yeah.
But I'm like
if you
kind
convert
of
thy neighbor's wife when you're in space, God will still see.
But is it kind of like what I'm led to believe in international waters, which is also lawless?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like if you get a little bit far away from the ISS, then it's lawless as well?
So
like, hey, I'm gonna go for a spacewalk. Wanna come with?
Wanna come?
How long are these big cords again? What's the jurisdiction again? Give me that number.
I'm bringing this, my secateurs.
Yeah.
For gardening?
For space gardening. Come with me, my good friend.
We're going to go prune this asteroid.
I really like the idea of just casually taking. I don't think you could just casually have a spacewalk. I'm going to stretch my legs.
Yeah.
I don't know, you're wasting oxygen, maybe?
No, it's like a whole thing where it's like a lot of prep involved. Yeah. It's all scheduled.
Is this true?
No.
Okay.
That on the ISS, there's like a little piss hole. Like, you piss in a hole and it goes out into space?
Okay, so here's what you're thinking of. Apollo 13, the film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where...
Tom Hanks.
They piss into, like, a hole.
Yeah.
And he flushes
And then he flushes it, and then you see the piss shoot out into space. You don't stick your dick through a
what
hole.
What I've converted that into is a sort of, like, glory hole.
So what would happen?
You expose your penis to the vacuum of space.
Yeah, so what would
you
happen
die.
Then?
Okay, so
you know your insides would go out of your urethra.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Best
and last come of your life.
You're reverse sounding.
Yeah, but it's so funny to imagine you stick your dick in to piss out, you get sucked out, and then you're just, like, inside out on the outside.
Reverse penis just suctioning on somehow.
Oh god! Inverted! Inverted! Bring me back in! I'm just skin! I've got no skin now! My skin's in me!
Your eyes would be rolled back seeing the you'd be seeing.
I'm looking at my own brain! I tried to piss out this hole.
Yeah, so no, that is
okay,
no true.
Fair enough. I'd made that up.
I think the toilets just dispose of the waste straight into
space.
Yeah,
that makes more sense.
But there's an airlock in between. Yeah. You have to Valkyrie yourself to the toilet though, that's pretty good.
Does the piss just keep orbiting the Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surely,
cool.
Although they.
It would freeze.
Could they use it? Fertilizer?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on up there, dude. I don't want to know.
Because you'd be like, well, we're using this. So, you know, we've got to use our resources.
Yeah.
Tanning on like a hide.
Yeah, for the winter months.
Yeah.
In Inside Out,
yes.
There was originally a pitch for 25 or maybe 27 emotions.
That's
I was
too
reading
many.
That before.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
Whoever made that pitch, idiot.
Yeah, and I think the emotions in this movie were some of the rejected emotions from the
that
first
makes sense.
One. Because this sequel, as far as I could tell, was not initially like planned. This was not, you know, the first Inside Out was not part of a trilogy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they also spoke about it as though it had like an inevitable sequel where they were like, it's done so well. We can do so much with this premise.
Well, it ends with a tease.
Yeah, exactly. So I think
it's a good premise. And
okay. So yeah, they were.
Do you reckon they'll do a time jump for the third one and Riley's divorced and got alcoholism emotion?
That would be sad.
No, I think it is interesting that they went with like extra emotions and not just the emotions kind of evolving. As
true.
Because that happens in the movie as well.
Yeah,
but they don't become guys. They put the new emotions in little orbs.
I think those are like memories, aren't they?
Memories, yeah.
The memories are orbs.
Oh yeah, that's right. But the core memories are like a mix between.
Yes. Yeah.
Because every core memory used to have one emotion. But now you can have multiple immersions.
Yes, because she has like the core memory islands or whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
She's got like hockey land and fucking
and then like this thing is like it's a joyous thing, but then it goes into sad, but then you can be like, oh wait, we can
that's right. In the first movie, sad's wrecking everything.
Yeah. She's too sad because they moved to San Francisco or whatever. Yeah. What do we think
of the country? You're gonna eat lots of peaches.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
It would all be joy.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peaches are awesome.
You ever picked a peach from a tree and bit into it?
Yeah, I've never picked a peach from a tree and eat, but I've done that with an apple, and it's wonderful.
Mm. Warm.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's been in the sun.
Yeah.
The stone is real hot.
Warm peaches.
Yeah. Warm peaches, just like peaches and cream, am I right?
Yeah,
I don't know what I meant by that. I think the only fruit I've picked off a tree and eaten...
Yeah.
Actually, I don't... Maybe I've never done it.
Well, you got to go apple picking, mate. As a group, as a family. Mm.
The only fruit I would have done it with...
A scrump?
Is an apple. Mm, but I have drank milk straight out of a cow, so...
That's far less romantic. That's... Far less cottage core to drink a milk straight out of a cow.
Yeah. It wasn't from the udder into my mouth. It was udder. So I pulled udder, shoot milk into bucket, drink from bucket.
That's so disgusting. Metal bucket?
Yeah.
It's awful. Actually, plastic would be just as bad. I remember you saying it was quite warm.
Well, yeah, it was
straight from the source. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Milk only good when it's cold.
You know, it was you're a kid going along in farms. Yeah. We did the same thing, and there was a little cat there, little kitten, and it was like basically like, I guess, feeding from the cow.
Yeah.
Weird to watch.
They full on latched the kitten onto the cow to...
Well, no, the cat was just like, you know, they're milking the cow. Was like,
getting the leftovers or whatever.
From the nipple.
Wow.
Udder? Nipple?
Udder. That's udder. Udder.
Yeah. But the whole thing's the udder, right?
But one of the things is still the udder, I think.
No, that's a teat.
Oh,
straight from the teat.
Not a nipple.
Straight from the teat.
Well, the tip of the teat would be a nipple?
I couldn't say.
We're city folk.
Yeah, these are things we could not go exist on a farm.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, here's the thing.
How do you put grain in the grain mill thing or whatever?
Well, you got to get it from grain, plant.
I understand that.
Well, into a, like, soil.
But how do you fill up the silo?
Probably you got a machine, a device, and it goes, because you get, so this is how I imagine it works.
Mm-hmm.
You drive one machine across the wheat.
Yep.
Which that turns the wheat let's say it's the thresher.
Yep. Yeah.
That threshes the wheat into like a grain.
Yep.
Then I imagine you put that grain in another machine that's got like a big tube or jet or something. You drive up to the grain silo, inject it into the roof, send the grain into the silo.
And then what do you do with it?
I couldn't say.
Do you like turn on a tap and it comes out? How do you get it out?
I'm guessing, it'd be like a little opening because you'd fill it up to a certain point and then you go, cool, we're storing that for when we need it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that little robot that they've got for grain silos so that people don't grain silo drown?
People love to grain silo drown.
I don't know. Grain silo drowning is so fucking scary, dude.
Yeah, you fall in the grain silo.
And you can't get up. You just can't you can't swim through grain.
No, it's so
and
like...
And if you struggle, you sink.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to fucking Scrooge McDuck with this grain and then I'm dead.
Yeah, if you fall in a grain silo, I think what you got to do is just literally stay still.
Yeah.
And you won't sink.
But you're going to struggle to breathe as well, I think. Yeah,
because it's
like, because you're the crushing weight of grain against
flat
you.
And trying, like, you know,
if you
want
to go across grain, you got to go flat like a spider because you've got the surface area, you're less likely to sink.
Yeah.
But if you jump in there, you Scrooge McDuck, if you're like, I'm so rich in grain, I want to
kill myself.
Imagine the first person that's like, I'm so rich in grain, I'm going to jump into
I did not expect this to happen.
Is that a modern thrill? And the first person that put grain in a silo didn't want to do that.
True. It's a modern thrill to drown in a grain silo.
Yeah.
$10 a pop, drown in the grain silo.
Like, someone would have had to be like, oh, jumping off a thing into a thing is good.
What?
Nah, because you got cliff faces into water.
That's true.
And the inventors of the bungee jump in the Amazon or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that is true. So I guess it's not a modern treat.
Do the guys, the bungee jump guys, just careen into the earth?
I don't know much about the invention of the bungee.
So it's a group in the Amazon. I don't know these guys' names. And they build these elaborate towers out of sticks and like logs and shit. And then they have these long vines that they dry out and they tie to their legs. This is where bungee jumping came from. And they leap off.
Yeah.
Now, but I can't. And the vines, let me tell you, they are not springy. So I think it.
You're going and then you stop.
Yeah, if you didn't know how to do it, you would tear your own legs off. but I can't remember if they like just like hang and just kind of like pull their bodies, or if they into the earth
but it's like not
a slow speed.
Yeah, or it's not a high enough jump, or like that's part of the thrill.
So it's like
no, is it bungee jumps wouldn't work like that.
Is it because it's just not springy?
Let me find out.
Because if it's not springy, it would just be a sudden stop.
It's a bit springy, but it's not like a bungee jump spring.
Is it
like it's barely?
Is it resistance in the sense that yeah, it'll sort of start like expanding and pulling out, but it's not going to go retract back. So it's like you get to a certain point, and it's like, okay, cool, that's going to be like it's most, it stops you the most, and it just keeps going, and then eventually it stops you. It's like keeps extending out. Kind of like a, what do you call them, like a telescopic scope type thing?
Yeah.
Like that, where it's like, it's not going to go in, but it's going to go out.
I got the location wrong. So in the Pentecost Islands in Vanuatu, there's an ancient ritual in which young men jump from tall wooden platforms with vines tied to their ankles as a test of courage and passage into manhood. Unlike modern bungee jumping, land divers intentionally hit the ground, but the vines absorb sufficient force to make the impact non-lethal.
Yeah, right.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, it would be like kind of like, yeah, like a telescopic. Yeah. Just like a little bit of like resistance each time.
Yeah.
Like as it stretches.
Today is my last day as a boy as I am going to hit my head on the ground and become a man.
Yeah.
We should do that in Western civilization.
I agree. Just jump into the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
hit your head to become an adult.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now that you've mentioned that, I remember seeing like a short documentary about it and it's wild.
So yeah, it's not crazy.
Just, they jump off the wooden platforms, but they don't jump just into like,
dirt.
Ground.
Yeah.
It's like a pile of mud.
Mm.
So that it's like
there's a bit of absorption. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. How do we think this movie's going to end?
Right. Yeah, inside out. So.
Boyfriend, new emotions, love.
Yeah. So the whole conflict is just going to be like, the whole, like, I want to fall into a new crowd, but then I'm going to be like, I got to abandon my old friends, and that's going to be the bit of the conflict.
Yeah.
And then she's going to, kind of navigate that and probably going to be a bit of a shithead.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And then towards the end, less of a shithead, so that like envy and that will like again that sort of similar kind of
with
vibe.
Envy, new friend will also probably be interested in boyfriend as well.
Oh yeah, well I think that
envy to jealousy sort of
thing. Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of the same thing. But yeah, I think wondering if it's going to be that like okay, cool, we're going to like figure out how to be this. We can be envy and joyous together.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
for
we
sure.
Can, like you know, we can be very envious of you, but happy for you to be like you know that kind of stuff.
I think
it's going to be that working together again. And having a bit more of the amalgamation of emotions as opposed to just like, hey, this thing can be happy and sad. It's kind of be like, you know.
Swing for the fence. I think that the emotions will get out of
her head. Oh my God.
Emotions will go to the real world.
That's so scary. What the fuck?
And they'll help her get a boyfriend.
Whoa.
Riley will be struggling with her old emotions. They'll get out of that cage they've been put on and they'll go in the real world.
Where will they go?
To or they go just to school and they'll set up a Rune Goldberg machine that gets Riley and Boy to talk.
Okay.
And then when they talk and Riley feels joy again, her ear will have glowing light come out of it and the emotions get sucked back in. Yeah.
Okay. That's how the movie's going to end. Okay. That's so awesome.
Lock it in.
All right. My swing for the fence is that we're going to get like an emoji mech.
Whoa.
Some kind like Voltron.
That's awesome.
They're all gonna come together and
make
stomp
love?
Around.
Yeah.
No.
Not like, make love not as make in love. Fuck, as in no. like become the big mech emotion.
Yeah.
Love.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna have like head of anger and then the arm's gonna be, I don't know, ennui.
Anger
leg
is an
of
important,
joy.
Yeah. Anger's an important part of love, so is ennui.
Yeah.
I think that this is gonna end with the regular emotions absorbing the other emotions. I think it's going to end with, because I think there's going to, the lesson is going to be, hey, anxiety is crazy. Or not, anxiety is crazy and envy is dangerous, but hey, these seemingly negative emotions have value, which, you know, is a lesson to learn. Where it's like,
it's also the lesson of the first.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah. So I think they're going to do that again.
But it's going to be also, a little bit again, but it's going to be less about like, hey, working together, but the absorption. So like embarrassment or maybe like, hey, it's actually like part of every you can be joy and embarrassed. You can be like sad, embarrassed. You can be angry and embarrassed. So it's also going to be like, well, we're going to, the original emotions will absorb the other emotions.
Yeah.
But it won't just be like a one-to-one. It'll be like a four-to-one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to go into them. Yeah.
Smart and well thought out. I'm sticking with my real life.
Emotions real life.
I think, what about emotions go real life and then they go into whoever the antagonist of the movie's brain is?
and wreck shop.
Yeah.
Just going to beat the shit out of the emotions.
Yes.
That's so scary to imagine, though. And it's, what if your emotions just went feral on each other?
Yeah. What happens? It happened in the last movie.
No, but like, I mean, just like kill each other. Like, that's a bloodbath.
Yeah. Mm. Then you get just on Wii and you have a happy life.
Okay. Nice. What,
so when the emotions leave Riley, she becomes.
She's probably asleep or something. Okay. No.
Well, she just have the bad emotions.
No, she has the bad emotions. Yeah. Whoa. They're not actually bad emotions. Yeah, actually, they're just new.
That's true.
So she'll be like anxious or some shit.
Yeah, okay.
Anxious and she just embarrassed.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't feel sad.
I do.
Yeah, I think that you're right. You're right on the money there with the love.
Yeah,
all coming together to make love.
No, I don't know. Emotion, I don't think they're going to come together and make the emotion love. I think that that would be strange to imply that she didn't have that in the beginning.
Oh, wait, infatuation.
Well, okay, what about we go back to what I said at the start? They all come together to make horny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be a very interesting thing to skirt around horny in this movie.
They won't skirt around it.
It'll I mean, to not, you know.
She's not like going to be like, oh my God, I feel.
I need to whack off. Yeah.
It'll be like Turning Red did, in a way.
Yeah, true.
Be like, you know, we're obsessed with him. I'm not entirely sure why.
I wonder if they will go down that. I mean, she did have a boyfriend in the other one, or a boy she was attracted to. But it seems maybe like it'll be more about friend politics.
I reckon it'll do both. They're just kind of hiding it in the trailer.
Yeah, fair.
That would make it a little more.
Yeah. A little like more generic almost. Yeah, that makes sense. No, I think the main emotions will absorb the other emotions. And I think in a weird way, they'll have done that because people were weird about the emotion rules. And they'll be like, why the parents not got these other emotions?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, because they absorbed them. Mm. This is the five you get or whatever. Yeah.
It's kind of like, these are the ones you're born with.
Yeah.
The ones that we saw in the first movie.
I think it'll just reveal that.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, just aspects of them.
I reckon they'll reveal in the adult's head that what we're seeing is just like one panel and it'll
expand out to
it's actually like 400 emotions.
The panel being like, oh, this is like a whatever they say in the trailer, like, oh, this is gonna suck.
Yeah.
The visual thing to come, and it just pans around to the opposite, like, thing, another table.
But
to be a kid again, you know,
maybe they'll put all 27 original pitched emotions in there. 27
is one of them, like, horny, because again.
I don't think they're not listed. It's just that there was 27 planned. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they'll just do that.
Yeah. All right.
And then they'll wash their hands of it. They'll do this.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, roll credits. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've also been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys.
Yeah. Make sure you get those little emotions in your head on right.
Yeah.
You don't want them in this arm.
You don't want them getting loose, dude.
Right.
You got to squash them with a book.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.